Okay, we will officially commence with a public hearing. Now I want to say this correctly. With the objective to hear a discussion for the fiscal year budget for the 2027 year. So, again, we've been working on that. We have a couple of copies up here additionally. We have some copies of the WUI code if someone wants those. That, again, we've worked on for several months. We've had a couple of just work meetings just to pencil and pen some proposed numbers in. And I think I gave you my copy.
Yes, I have it. Do you want it?
Yeah, just to look at it. If there's questions, please. Thank you. So we have that. Before we go to public comment, is there anything from town council members that we want to get out, or any big changes? I don't know, anything that maybe could influence what we would hear from the group today? Okay. With that being said, just make some notes here. Let's open it up to the public. If there's those that would like to make comments on the budget.
I got one.
Okay, let's start on the, my left.
My question is for Jim Beckstrand in the cemetery. Notice that you have 27,050 budgeted for the cemetery. So that, I guess, includes your sign that's up there. Okay. Okay, so where's the money coming from? Where's the money coming from?
From the general budget.
Really? Because on page 8, the total revenue you have listed is $3,000.
And you know as well as I do that the park and the cemetery is basically a non-revenue producing department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the only place it can really come from
is administration.
Is electrical or water. When I was in there, it always came from electrical. When we were buying, which, by the way, just an interesting side note, that's 4 times more than the most I ever budgeted for the cemetery. However, I understand prices have gone up. But you've got $3,000 here for total revenue and $27,000. So you're applying the $3,000, and then where's the other coming from?
I like I said, we're going to budget through the general budget for it.
Really? So what about the $2,000 that was for cemetery lots?
What about it?
You can't use that money.
No.
It's illegal.
No.
That has to go into the...
Did I say I was going to use it?
Okay. So I'm asking you.
I know, I just answered you.
Okay. So
3 times
you can really only use $1,000 as this interest. And so then I'm saying that... I guess what you're saying then is that's coming from the electrical or the water fund. It's not coming from property tax, because you guys are using that for your salaries. About 3/4 of it. So, that's $25,000 for the signs. Okay.
Any other... Thank you for that. Any other comments?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
First, we have to make the budget to know if the client is going for training and for these officials we're going to have to appoint when the set of these motions passes. Secondly, this is in the coordination with the WUI. There's a WUI requirement, 404.10.3, standby power. Standby power shall be provided to pumps, controllers, and related equipment so that stationary water supply facilities within the wildland urban interface area that are dependent upon electric power can provide the required water supply. And this would make common sense to have on our water system up there anyway. If the power goes out and we're in a season like we have today, you need to pump the well, and that means you need a generator to pump power to the pump. And also, right now, the money that pays the electrical bill for the pumping that well comes out of the electrical department, and it keeps them out of the water. So a meter should be read every month, and water, the bill should be paid by the water. And, you know, it's all in the same town, it comes out of a different portion of the budget.
Okay, thanks. Any other comments on our budget? Let's see. Thank you for the temperature, of course. Any comments from the town council? Is there a motion to adjourn, or should we see if we can revive the conversation?
How much did we adjourn?
Do we have a second? Okay. Motion to adjourn is seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll let you stop that.